Welcome to Your Soul's Revival, illuminating the path of transitions and spiritual growth in midlife. I'm Tina Meadows, your host. With 29 years as an IT executive, 18 years as a shamanic practitioner, and 15 years as a life coach, I've guided countless women through the profound shifts and transitions that midlife brings. This is a time to reconnect with your authentic self, reignite your passions, and embrace the spiritual wisdom that can transform your life from the inside out. Each week, we'll explore topics that support your midlife journey, from navigating emotional and physical changes to discovering the power of your intuition and the mind-body-spirit connection. Together, we'll uncover tools and insights to help you thrive during this sacred season of life. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to Your Soul's Revival. About 17 years ago, I was experiencing a growing awareness of internal unease. I was recently separated and was in the midst of a lot of inner turmoil. The unease, that turmoil manifested itself in a lot of ways, like constantly running from one thing to another, having to be busy all the time from sunup to long after sundown. I had a very short attention span in my personal life. I was constantly trying new things, morphing my interests, but the underlying sensation was that of running from something. Whenever I didn't have my oldest and then only child with me, I would go out with friends. I had a reluctance to be alone, to be still. If I didn't have plans with friends, I would go to a local restaurant with my book and my journal, and I would read and write and eat dinner at the end of the bar so that I was around people, hearing the din of conversation even without participating in it. At home, I had the TV or music on all the time, even when I was reading a book. Something inside was pushing me, and I was in a constant state of resistance to explore what that was. The level of internal discomfort kept elevating until it grew so big that eventually I couldn't do anything but to look directly at it. And so that's what I did. I became a bit of a hermit during that time. Something inside me cracked, and suddenly the resistance I had to sitting in that discomfort became a reluctance to do anything else. I turned off the TV, turned off the music, and I spent a good bit of time sitting in the quiet, sometimes meditating, sometimes looking out the window, sometimes walking in nature. It was in this time that all the bits and pieces of all the nonfiction books I'd ever read over the years began to make sense to me at a deeper level. And as I sat in silence with what felt like almost no effort of my own, it was like my life was being refiltered through a new organizing principle in my brain. I sat through periods of intense internal discomfort, breathing through it, welcoming it, accepting that it was present, right? And eventually I was gifted with a new awareness or a piece of related wisdom. New understandings were coming to me often. I saw my life, my actions, my gifts and talents, my struggles, my patterns and habits, my insecurities, all in new ways. As this happened again and again, I learned a lot from discomfort. It was in this time of my life that I learned what a gift discomfort can be, and when I learned to mostly not shy away from it. On today's episode, we'll explore the topic of discomfort and how to increase your capacity to sit with the discomfort that comes up in life, so that you can receive the wisdom it offers you. If you are navigating life after a major transition like divorce, empty nesting, a career shift, the death of a loved one, or if you're feeling a tug that something needs to change but don't know what, or if you're tired of running, and if you suspect that there's more to learn in the stillness, then this episode is for you. Let's dive in. Let's first just acknowledge that shifting away from discomfort is totally natural. We all do it. When we feel emotional and mental discomfort, it's like there's the potential for physical pain, and so our fear kicks in, which is triggered by our amygdala. The amygdala helps us process emotions, especially fear and anxiety. The amygdala is in the most primitive part of our brain, which has helped us to survive as a species by triggering our fight or flight response to various stimuli. In this case, avoiding the discomfort can be seen as a flight response. But there's a difference between emotional discomfort and the type of threat that can kill you in most cases. So I'll pause here to say that if you're dealing with emotional discomfort stemming from a major trauma or ongoing trauma, your case may be different and you may want to seek help from a therapist. As our true physical threats have declined through the ages within our modern society, the primal part of our brain is still very active, but the threats it tries to protect us from are much more mundane. And if we allow this part of our brain to protect us from these, in this case, emotional discomforts, then we're keeping ourselves from the opportunity to grow, expand, and learn. In midlife, the many transitions we face can escalate the discomfort we feel, often rapidly, and there's a harmony to be found between embracing discomfort and giving yourself a rest from feeling the brunt of the many shifts and changes happening all at once. Sometimes, though, it can be hard to see that you're even experiencing this. Your tactics for avoiding the discomfort can be so good that it keeps the discomfort itself in your blind spot. Some signs that you may have some discomfort that you're avoiding are emotional eating, which is a numbing behavior, busying yourself, like in my case, endless scrolling, especially when it leaves you feeling guilty later because you didn't do the other things you wanted or needed to do. And this is another numbing behavior. Overplanning your schedule to the point of exhaustion, and the need to be with people or noise all the time. Or said another way, being reluctant to be with your own stillness or your own thoughts. Again, this is like me. Again, it can't be stressed enough that we all do these things. And frankly, sometimes it's a conscious choice to give yourself a break from processing all the changes happening in life, to just take a break and do something frivolous or, you know, whatever your habits might happen to be. And then it's important to bring yourself back to a safe space and to allow yourself to look and see what's under the carefully constructed, super with it and organized exterior. It's time to get comfortable with discomfort. Like other emotions, discomfort isn't a problem. It's a signal or a signpost showing you something. It often shows up in relation to a boundary, a decision you're needing to make, a truth you're needing to see, some breakthrough that will help you see your life in new ways and help you move into a new phase of life. When we continuously run from the discomfort or numb out, we miss the invitation life has for us to grow, learn, and expand. That means the discomfort just sticks around, and often our behaviors for avoiding it become bigger over time. Like the emotional eating can become emotional eating and drinking. Or one cookie becomes five cookies. It doesn't feel like it in the moment, but the easiest way to resolve the discomfort is actually to face it head on. As you're bumping against discomfort, realize that this is a powerful gateway or portal to transformation. That realization is a reframe that can be important since discomfort will come and go, and each bout of discomfort can bring about amazing shifts within you, bringing you into greater peace with your path, more solid knowing of what's next for you, and a confidence in who you are and what you have to offer your loved ones and the world around you. In this way, discomfort marks the threshold between who you were and who you are becoming. It's your inner whisper saying it's time. It's time for what, you might ask? For you to slow down and listen for more. Shamanically speaking, inner discomfort, the emotional and mental kind we're talking about here, is a pointer to misalignment or imbalance within the aspects of self. It's a sign to listen because there's something within you that is coming up to be healed and released. From this spiritual perspective, the longer we ignore the discomfort, the stronger it becomes until, like mine, it's so big you can't help but to look at it. So how do you begin to sit with something like discomfort? I like to suggest to people what works for me, which is sitting with discomfort as if discomfort is an old friend, surrendering myself to it, and sitting with it and asking questions. You might ask, what is this feeling trying to tell me? What belief or fear is being triggered? Where in my body do I feel this, and what happens if I breathe into it? What would happen if I didn't try to fix it right away? Often what happens is that you will start to see a pattern emerging. Maybe this is a pattern of behavior you've relied upon in your life, but that is no longer serving you. Or it could be a situation you've been ignoring because you've experienced fear in what will happen if you address it. Allow yourself to be in conversation with the discomfort so that you can come to an understanding from it. And remove any pressure to take action immediately. In fact, it's best to allow yourself to sit with what comes up for days before doing anything, feeling into it for correctness. Some ways to sit with discomfort as if it's an old friend could be journaling. So journaling with the discomfort as if it were an old friend, asking those questions and writing down the answers instead of just sitting with them and letting them come up and letting them go. Or using breath work when discomfort intensifies. This is really powerful because this is actually when that discomfort intensifies is actually when you're prone to avoid it. So breathing into it can really be helpful. Doing a body scan or asking the discomfort where it lives within your body is another really good way to engage with it. Other ways to release some discomfort as you work to understand it are doing a grounding meditation while allowing the discomfort to be present, or walking in nature, or dancing it out if it's too overwhelming to sit still, or talking it out with someone who listens without fixing it. Keep in mind that discomfort is there for a reason and ultimately will need to be addressed. You may be able to alleviate it with physical movement or talking it out with someone or a grounding meditation, but it may return until the source of the discomfort is known by you, acknowledged, and handled or addressed in some way. So as we wrap up today, I want to leave you with this. Discomfort isn't a sign that there's something wrong. It's often a doorway, a sacred invitation into deeper truth, healing, and transformation. In midlife, when everything feels like it's shifting, discomfort can be the soul's way of asking you to pay attention, to slow down, to feel, and to listen. And when you stop running from it, when you learn to sit with it, breathe with it, befriend it, that's when the real wisdom begins to unfold. You don't have to do it all at once, but what if today you just got curious? What if today you asked your discomfort, what are you here to show me? Because beneath the ache, there's often a truth that's been waiting for you all along. As always, if you're enjoying the podcast, please leave a review. It helps others find us too. And if this brought up something for you and you post about it on social media, tag us so that we can join your conversation. Thanks for being here with me today. Until next time, trust yourself, honor your process, and remember, your soul knows the way.